With this KLAM Sports Update for this Friday, October 17th, I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming up tonight here on KLAM Radio with online audio at KLAM1410.com and a video stream on the KLAM Radio YouTube channel, Lamar's Community Football plays their penultimate game of the regular season, and it is a big one with the Fort Dodge Dodgers on the road. Both the Bulldogs and the Dodgers are tied for second in that district in Class 4A District 1, of course, the final playoff spot in the district. We'll have all the action for you from Fort Dodge. Coverage starts around 6:15, kickoff at 7. You can listen to the game right here on KLAM Radio, or you can watch it on the KLAM Radio YouTube channel, and that is coming up tonight with our coverage from Fort Dodge. Well, yesterday was a big day for cross-country athletes around the area with conference championships on the line. Let's get you the rundown. Starting in Brunsville yesterday, where the Lamar's Community Cross-Country teams were able to host the Missouri River Activities Conference cross-country meet. That took place at Prairie Rose Golf Course in Brunsville. On the girls' side, the Lamar's girls placed 5th out of the 8 teams in the conference with 105 points. Bishop Heelan won the title. And of course, we've talked about it before, the conference is loaded with great runners and great teams, meaning a 5th place finish is still a strong showing. Lamar's head coach Kyle Borcher says the girls emphasized finishing well together, and they did that.
With conference, we always preach, you know, we want to finish the best as a team. That's kind of the outlook on this meet. So to have that many girls up there was really nice, you know, that we followed through with our game plan. If we could have got a little bit farther up there, obviously it would have been nicer. Aaliyah just missed that all-conference. She was 16th to miss that by one spot. But good for Karis for getting all-conference again. And those girls behind those two, you know, pushing them up there. It was good team running. So I was proud of them.
Karis Olinsky finished 13th to earn the all-conference nod with a time of 22:28.75. As Coach Borchers mentioned, Aaliyah Bolkin was 16th, the last runner not earning all-conference nods. But the Bulldogs also had some good finishes out of a couple of other runners that finished in the top half of the field, with Adeline Nell and Brooklyn DeRocher finding their way in the top half of the race. Coach Borchers says both of them have made great strides lately.
Addie's been, I mean, she came to us last year as a freshman, I think. She's a new student, obviously. And she was kind of feeling out cross country, and she just really took to it. So it's been really good to see Addie perform as well as she has all year. She's really improved. Kenzie and Brooklyn, both the DeRoshers, have been battling different injuries. So we've been trying to keep them healthy. So to see Brooklyn, she took 2 weeks off in the middle of the season. So to see her kind of bounce back and run as well as she did, that was great.
Nell finished 23rd, and Brooklyn DeRocher finished 24th individually on the girls' side of the race. Addison Bertrand was the individual champion from Bishop Heelan with a time of 19:48.68. On the boys' side, we've talked about it before, but the Lamar's boys did not score as a team due to not having the necessary 5 varsity runners. They still came away with a great day, with Johnny Sanchez earning all-conference honors, placing 15th overall with a time of 18:19.07. Coach Borcher says the guys have had to fight hard this season, and they've done a great job.
I'm really proud of those guys, you know, and I've been telling them that all week long. They've been running varsity, they've been not scoring as a team, and I know that can't feel great, but they keep, you know, putting the screws to these races and getting better and getting PRs. Johnny, first time he's gotten all conference honors, so he was very pumped about that.
The team title went to Sioux City North. Not surprising there. They scored 17 points. The individual winner was Kuma Gutema of Sioux City North, 15:53.39. He was able to beat the next best runner by over a minute. He tore up the field in Brunsville yesterday. The rundown from those cross-country meets can be found on our website at KLAM1410.com. And, of course, the Bulldogs will get ready for the state qualifying meet on Wednesday when they head to Spencer. And Coach Borcher says strong performances at the MRAC meet will give the teams confidence going into another loaded meet in Spencer.
We got a lot of good competition in the MRAC, so to be, you know, standing on that balcony there with Akuma or, you know, a bunch of those healing girls, it's definitely a confidence boost to say, hey, I'm a part of this. I can run with these people. So hopefully that translates to next week when we go up to Spencer, and there's going to be a ton of competition up there as well. So, yeah, hopefully we do well.
And that'll be at 4 o'clock on Wednesday in Spencer. Those state qualifying meets get started. Also yesterday was the Wargo Conference cross-country meets in Sanborn. On the girls' side, Sibley Ocheden won the team title. Hinton girls finished second. MMCRU Galen and Akron Westfield did not score as a team. The individual conference champion, well, that's going to a Blackhawk. Estella Riediger mopped the floor with the competition. 1958-77, a minute and 20 seconds better than second place, and she's only a freshman, so she's going to terrorize the Wargo Conference the next few seasons. Mesa Zelmer was third for Hinton, also earning all-conference, 21-53-44. Other area all-conference accolades go to Akron Westfield's Isabella Utah. She finished in seventh. It was Reese Regier of Hinton finishing in 12th. The Blackhawks earned three all-conference runners, and Galen Catholic picks up an all-conference nod as Peyton Kearns finished 15th, time of 23-31-40. MMCRU's best finish came from Annika Jewell in 18th place. On the boys' side of that meet, it was George Little Rock Central Lion taking home the title with 35 points. MMCRU placed 5th with 121 points. Hinton, Galen, and Akron Westfield did not score as a team. The individual champion of the Wargo Conference in boys' cross-country was Landon Meinertz of GLR Central Lion, 17-06-13. Some of our area all-conference accolades go to Archer Small, Akron Westfield. He had a great run, finishing in 5th place, 18-36-20. Nolan Carver of MMCRU was the last all-conference nod, 20-01-80. Not far off that pace was Connor Gallis of MMCRU, 17th. It was Alex Lindberg, the best finish for Hinton, in 26th. And Jack Kellen was Galen's only runner. He finished in 49th. Yesterday was also a big day of volleyball around the area. Some of the final tune-ups before postseason play begins next week. Let's get you the rundown there. In the Wargo Conference in volleyball, it was Galen Catholic picking up a nice win on the road against Trinity Christian, 3-1. The Jays gave up the first set, but were able to come back to win the next three. The top performers, Kennedy Kuntz, man, she continues to fill in well in the setting position. She had 50 assists in the contest. She also paired that with 11 digs for a double-double. The leader on offense was Hallie Walshenbach, 370 efficiency, 13 kills. Grace Ziz had 12 kills. Cora Bonderson had 10 kills. Kennedy Sitzman, 14 kills. And Grace Kellen had 9 kills. Very well distributed offensively. Ella Ruland had 30 digs in the victory for Galen Catholic. They'll get ready for the tournament that starts on Monday. Third-ranked Hinton swept away Harris Lake Park, no problem, 3-0. Blackhawks already locked up the conference championship, but this solidifies it with an 11-0 perfect conference season. Remsen St. Mary's defeated South O'Brien 3-1, also giving up the first set, but winning the next three. And it was the same deal for MMCRU. They gave up the first set to Sibley Ocheden, but the Royals came back to win the next three and defeat the Generals in 4. Akron Westfield didn't need to give up the first set to Hartley Melvin Sanborn. They swept the Hawks right away, 3-0. Some very close sets in the first two, winning 25-23 and 26-24. Finally, in the Wargo Conference, George Little Rock beat West Sioux 3-0. In the Western Valley Conference, Kingsley Pearson was a 3-1 winner over MVAOCOU. It was Westwood sweeping River Valley 3-0. Woodbury Central, a winner over Ridgeview, 3-1. And it was 12th-ranked West Monona sweeping away OABCIG 3-0. MRAC volleyball yesterday, 14th-ranked Sioux City East swept away Sioux City West. 7th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton fell in 4 to 6th-ranked Kemper Catholic. And in football yesterday, a Thursday night contest saw Sioux City North get shut out by Indianola 38-0. All those scores and results from cross country, volleyball, and a little football can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. Well, today is week 8 of the high school football season. It is the final game of the regular year for classes 2A down to 8 player, the penultimate game for 3A through 5A, and playoff pairings will be released tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. So let's get you the rundown of this final week of the regular season. Starting in class 8 player District 1, Remsen St. Mary's concludes the regular season with a non-district matchup against North Iowa. Kingsley Pearson hosts Fort Dodge St. Edmund. That's a big game. If the Panthers win, I like their chances to host in the first round of the Class 8 player playoffs. Gretinger Terrell Ruth Van Ayrshire is at Harris Lake Park. Newell Fonda scheduled a non-district contest to replace the Siouxland Christian game, and they host Riceville. In Class A District 1, Galen Catholic wins and they're in. A loss doesn't necessarily disqualify them, though, as they host number 4-ranked West Sioux tonight at Jim Lorenzen Field. MMCRU is at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. The Royals have already locked up the top spot in the district as far as the auto qualifier goes, but a win here tonight should guarantee home field in Marcus throughout the quarterfinals. Also in Class A District 1, this is a big one for playoff implications. Sioux Central is at Sibley Ocheyedan. Right now, Galen, Sibley Ocheyedan, Sioux Central are all fighting for two spots for district playoff qualification, so that game will be very important there. Class A District 8, there's really no fluff around this one. This is a win and you're in as Akron Westfield heads to Logan to take on Logan Magnolia. Winner makes the playoffs. It's pretty cut and dry in Class A District 8. It's also cut and dry here. District championship on the line in Council Bluffs as Woodbury Central is at St. Albert. IKM Manning is at West Monona and Westwood hosts South O'Brien. Class 1A District 1. Hinton is pretty comfortably in, but they can solidify it with a victory at home over Alta Aurelia tonight. West Lyon is at Lawton Bronson, and Ridgeview is at MVAOCOU. Class 4A District 1. Lamar's Community is at Fort Dodge. We've got that game for you here on KLEM. Those two are battling for that second spot in the district standings. They are currently tied in the district standings for that second spot, so the winner certainly gets the leg up for qualifying for the playoffs. Sergeant Bluff Luton hosts Sioux City West, and Spencer is at Storm Lake. Other matchups around Northwest Iowa of note: Class 2A District 1, Central Lyon George Little Rock's at Unity Christian, Boynton Hall Rock Valley is at Western Christian, and Sheldon is at Cherokee. Class 2A District 2, Okoboji is at Kemper Catholic, Spirit Lakes at Esterville Lincoln Central, Southeast Valley is at OAB CIG. Then in Class 3A District 1, Bishop Heedlin is at Humboldt, MOC Floyd Valley's at Sioux Center, and Algona's at Webster City. 5A football game of note, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln is at Sioux City East. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports, and tune in tonight to some high school football. Coverage starts at 6:15, kickoff at 7, right here on KLEM Radio, or watch it on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel as Lamar's heads to Fort Dodge to take on the Dodgers. Well, this has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.